Hi, this is Matt at Podcast F04. This podcast focuses on the Foundation GCSE topic of decimals. To use this podcast, you will need the corresponding worksheet F04. You can download this from www.maths-it.org.uk. Before we start looking at the questions on decimals, a few things. Firstly, when we're considering decimals, it's important to look at place value. The decimal point signifies the difference between the whole number part and the fractional part. The whole number part is the thousands, hundreds, tens and units columns and so on, and the decimal part is the tenths, hundredths, thousandths and so on. Sometimes it's worth writing the decimals in columns underneath each other to compare them or to add them or to subtract them. Now onto the questions. Question 1 asks us to write down 6 numbers in order of size, starting with the smallest. To do this, it's worth either writing them down in place value in columns, so starting with a tens column, units, a decimal point, tenths, hundredths and thousandths, and writing each of the numbers in these columns. Alternatively, we can make sure every number has the same number of decimal places. So for example, 0.703 has 3 decimal places. So we can write all of the other numbers with 3 decimal places. So 3 becomes 3.000, 3.6, 3.600, 0.37 becomes 0.370, 2.03 becomes 2.030, 0.703 is already in 3 decimal places, and 30 becomes 30.000. This then makes it easy to order the numbers. The smallest one can be seen as 0.37, then 0.703, then 2.03, then 3, then 3.6, and finally 30. Question 2 is a money question. We're told that Helen buys 2.5 kilograms of sprouts at 48 pence per kilogram, 4 chocolate bars at 40p each, and 3 jars of pasta sauce at £1 each. Now the problem here is that the sprouts and chocolate bars are given in pence, but the jars of pasta sauce in pounds, and we need to use the same units. So either convert them all to pounds, so 0.48 pence per kilogram, 0.40 pence per chocolate bar, and £1 per jar of pasta sauce. Or convert them all to pence, so 48 pence per kilogram of sprouts, 40 pence each chocolate bar, and 100 pence for each jar of pasta sauce. We're not allowed to use a calculator for this question, so we need to do 2.5 times 48, 4 times 40, and 3 times 100 to find out how much each of the items cost. Now, 2.5 lots of 48 is like doing 2 lots of 48 plus a half of 48. 2 lots of 48 is 96, and half of 48 is 24. 96 plus 24 is 120. 4 lots of 40 for the chocolate bars is 4 times 4 is 16, so 4 times 40 must be 160. And finally, 3 times 100 for the pasta sauce is 300. So we have 120 pence plus 160 pence plus 300 pence. Adding this up gives us 580 pence, or £5.80. So Helen's total cost is £5.80. We need to work out how much change she should get from a £10 note. So we need to do £10 minus £5.80. The easiest way to do this is to say, well, £10 minus £5 is £5, so we need to take 80 pence off £5. If we take 80 pence off a pound, this leaves us with 20 pence. So 80 pence off £5 is £4.20, which is our final answer. It's worth noting that you'll get marks for each part of your working out, so make sure that all of the stages you'll be working out are written down. There's 4 marks for this question, so if you just wrote down the final answer and it was wrong, you wouldn't get any marks at all. Whereas if you'd wrote down your working out and you'd just made a mistake in the final bit, you might at least get 3 marks. On question 3, we are allowed to use a calculator. The question tells us that a tool hire firm charges £5.50 for the first hour and £1.55 for each extra hour to hire a chainsaw. we need to work out how much it will cost to hire a chainsaw for 20 hours. So the first hour costs £5.50. Each extra hour, so the next 19 hours, costs £1.55. So we need to do £5.50 plus £1.55 times 19. On your calculator, if you have a scientific calculator, you can simply type in 5.5 plus 1.5 times 19. Since scientific calculators use the order of working, or BOD mass. Now, if you've got a four-function calculator, you'll need to work out the multiplication first, so you'll have to do 1.55 multiplied by 19. Find the answer of this, and then add it to 5.5. You should get the final answer, £34.95. This question continues over the page with part B. This time, we're told that the cost of hiring the chainsaw is £78.35, and we need to work out how long, in hours, the chainsaw was hired for. We need to do this question in reverse. So what we need to do, first of all, is take away the £5.50 from the £78.35. Now, we can use a calculator to do this, and this should give us £72.85. This is how much it costs for the extra hours. So we need to now divide this by £1.55 to work out how many extra hours there were. If you do 72.85 divided by 1.55, this gives you 47. Now you need to remember that 47 hours is the number of extra hours that the chainsaw was hired for. If we add on the first hour, which costs £1.55, this gives us 48 hours in total. So the answer is 48 hours. Alternatively, you can write this as an equation. So 78.35 is equal to 5.5 plus 1.55x. To solve the equation, we can subtract 5.5 from both sides. This gives us 72.85 is equal to 1.55x. Then divide both sides by 1.55 gives you 47 equals x. Again, remember that 47 is the number of extra hours. The first hour costs £5.50, so we need to add that on to give us 48 hours. Again, there are 4 marks for this question, so make sure you write down the stages in your working out. Question 4 is also a calculator question. Now, this is easy if you have a scientific calculator, because you can just type in the exact calculation as it looks on the sheet. So, brackets, 5.7 minus 2.05, close the brackets, then press the squared button. This will normally look like a little x with a little 2 above it, or x squared. Then press the multiplication button, and then type 0.98. Make sure that it looks like this in your calculator. Then press the equals button, and you should get the answer 13.05605. If you don't get this, check that the calculation that you entered looks like the calculation on the worksheet. Now, if you don't have a scientific calculator and just have a four-function calculator, this question is much harder, which is why it's worth having a scientific calculator for the exam. If you haven't got a scientific calculator, you need to remember to use BOD mass. So we need to do the bit in the brackets first. This is 5.7 minus 2.05. It gives us 3.65. We then need to square this, as that's the next in the order of working. 3.65 times 3.65 gives us 13.3225. So we now have 13.3225 multiplied by 0.98. This gives us our final answer of 13.05605. Now, question 5 is a non-calculator question. For part A, we need to work out 6.91 multiplied by 100. When we multiply by 100, each digit moves 2 places to the left. It moves 2 places since 100 is 10 to the power 2, or it has 2 zeros. Now that means that the 6, which is currently in the units column, moves into the hundreds column. The 9, which is in the tenths column, moves 2 places to the tens column. And the 1, which is in the hundredths column, moves 2 places to the units column, and we get 691. It's sometimes easier to remember that the decimal point moves two places in the other direction, to the right. So you move the decimal point from between the 6 and the 9 to after the 1. This also gives 691. This is probably easier to think about it when you're actually doing the calculation. For part B, we need to work out 0.3 multiplied by 0.07. Now, we know that 3 times 7 is 21, but 3 divided by 10 is 0.3, and 7 divided by 100 is 0.07. So we need to take our 21 and divide it by 10, and then by 100. This effectively means that the decimal point moves 3 places to the left, or, more accurately, the digits move 3 places to the right. This gives the answer 0.021. An alternative way of looking at this is that we have 3 decimal places in our question. 1 decimal place for the 0.3 and 2 decimal places for the 0.07. This means that our answer should have 3 decimal places in, so that the 21 has to be in the second and third decimal place. So the answer here is 0.021. Finally, we need to work out 9.1 minus 7.07. When you're doing addition or subtraction with decimals, it's worth writing them in columns. So if we put the 9 in the units column, then a point, and then the 1 in the tenths column, then underneath the 9 we need to write the 7, since this is also units. Underneath the 1 we put a 0, and in the next column we put a 7. Sometimes it's easier to put a 0 in the hundredths column for the 9.1 as well. So we have 9.10 and underneath it 7.07. We need to do a subtraction. So starting in the hundredths column, 0 take away 7 we can't do. So we borrow the 1 from the next column, which gives us 10 take away 7, which is 3. We then have 0 take away 0 is 0, and 9 take away 7 is 2. So the final answer here is 2.03. Now on to question 6, which is also a non-calculator question. It tells us that a retailer buys 96 books and that each book costs £3.24. We have to find the total cost of the 96 books. Now to do this, it's fairly obvious that we need to multiply these together. So we need to do 96 times £3.24. It might be easier to change the pounds into pence so that we're dealing with whole numbers first and then convert it back later. So we need to do 96 multiplied by 324. There are various methods for doing long multiplication. I will describe the traditional method. However, if you're not happy with this method, ask your teacher to describe a different method. So, if we write 96 and then underneath 324, we can start by multiplying the 4 in the units column by the 96. So to do this, we do 4 times 6 is 24. Put the 4 in the units column and carry the 2 over into the tens column. We then do 4 times 9 is 36, plus the 2 that we carried is 38. Since there are no more digits to multiply by, we can write the 3 in the hundreds column and the 8 in the tens column. So we have 4 times 96 is 384. We then need to do the 2 multiplied by the 96. Now you need to remember that the 2 is actually 20, and so we need to put a 0 in the units column to start off with. The most common mistake on these type of questions is forgetting to put the 0 there, so don't forget to do this. So we do 2 times 6 is 12, so the 2 goes in the tens column and we carry the 1 from the 12 into the hundreds column. We then do 2 times 9, which is 18, plus the 1 that we carried is 19, so the 9 goes in the hundreds column and the 1 in the thousands column. So this is 1920. We then finally need to do the 3 times the 96. Again, the 3 stands for 300, so we need to put 2 zeros down first. So we start with a 0 in the units and a 0 in the tens. 3 times 6 is 18, so put an 8 in the hundreds column and carry the 1 over to the next column. 3 times 9 is 27, plus the 1 that we carried is 28. So we have 28,800. Now adding the columns, in the units we have 4, 0 and 0, this gives us 4. In the tens, 8 add 2 add 0 gives us 10, so we need to carry the 10 into the next column. So we write down 0 and 1 into the next column. Then we have 3 plus 9 plus 8 plus the extra 1. This gives us 21. So we write down the 1 and carry the 2 into the next column. 1 plus 8 plus 2 is 11. So write down the 1 and carry the 10 into the next column. And then finally we have 2 plus 1 is 3. So the final answer here is 31,104. But remember, this is in pence and we need to write the answer in pounds. So to do this, divide by 100 and we get £311.04. Finally, question 7. Question 7 is also a non-calculator question. We're told that Harold buys a CD, which costs £5.95, a book costing £7.50, a bookmark costing 75 pence, and two pens costing 32 pence each. Again, similarly to an earlier question, we have a mixture of units between pounds and pence. It's important that we convert to the same units, either pounds or pence. Looking at it in pounds, we have £5.95, £7.50, £0.75, and two lots of £0.32. Now we can write these in columns and add them all together. So we have 5.95, 7.50, 0.75, 0.32, and another 0.32 in columns. Adding first the hundredths column, we get 5 plus 0 plus 5 plus 2 plus 2. This gives us 14. So you put the 4 in the hundredths column and carry the 1 over into the tenths column. We then have in the tenths column 9 plus 5 plus 7 plus 3 plus 3 plus the 1 that we've carried. This gives us 26, so the 6 goes in the tenths column and the 2 carries over to the units. For the units then, we have 5 add 7 add 0 add 0 add 0 add the 2, which is 14. We can write the 14 down since we have no other columns to add up. This gives us 14.64, or £14.64. This is the total cost of the items that Harold buys. However, we have to work out how much change he gets from £20. So we need to do £20 take away £14.64. The easiest way to think about this is £20 take away £14 is £6. We then need to take 64 pence away from the £6. £6 take away 60 pence is £5.40. Then take away the 4 pence is £5.36, which is our final answer. And that's the end of Maths It Podcast F04.